It's another beautiful sunny morning in southwest London, the HQ of Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, and there is no better way than starting a day with a coffee. And I was fortunate enough to, during the London Coffee Festival, meet Lena and her partner, who have a coffee company called Original Colombian Coffee. And they were kind enough to not only let me taste their coffee on the stand, which was beautiful, they've got three different roasts of an Excelsior coffee, all from Colombia. Now, the company and the coffee is called Café Muisca. They give you a little bit of background on what that actually means. And turning the bag around, I'm just going to read you what it says on the back of that bag, because that's quite fascinating. Now, the Original Coffee, Colombian Coffee Limited, presents Café Muisca, named after the indigenous Muisca people that inhabited the eastern highland savanna of the modern country of Colombia from about AD 1000 to 1538. Now that's pretty amazing. Of course, these are hand-picked pure Arabica beans. They're washed, sun-dried, and the difference about this company is they've actually roasting those Colombian beans using the traditional method in Colombia itself. Then they're packing it, sealing it immediately to preserve the freshness and the exquisite quality. And then they ship them over to the UK. Now, this morning, I'm trying the one roast which I haven't tried at the London Coffee Festival on their stand, and I haven't tried yesterday. Yesterday, I tried the any day, anytime coffee and the after dinner coffee. And today, well, we're in the morning. So I've got to try the morning roast. And the morning roast, I mean, all of these beans, if you look at them, and what I always do is I put them out on a clean kitchen towel. They're very beautifully roasted. They're just even and a beautiful luster brown color. And this particular roast is no different. It is just beautiful. Now, the extraction was far better than yesterday's extraction. I commented yesterday on the other two that maybe, just maybe, those beans were just a little bit too old, I would say. And I mean this not in a very derogative way. It's just that the bean, when you're extracting it with the espresso machine at 9 bar, you have to have really, really fresh beans to keep that richness, that thickness, that nectar-like extraction, which is going to transfer onto your palate in a very velvety way. Now, the taste itself was beautiful, but what I was missing was the velvety mouthfeel that I know this bean can give, because it's a beautiful bean, and the aromas and the taste itself is really, really nice. Not only as an espresso, I also had it as a milk-based drink yesterday. Now, coming back to the morning roast, it ran much better. If you remember yesterday, I said I got too much liquid fluid in the optimum time between 25 and 30 seconds. Now, today, in 26 seconds, I got 27.7 liquid fluid. Perfect in the parameters. The taste, I will say, it is a morning roast. It's got a bit of a bite to it as an espresso. It is beautiful though. And as a flat white, which I've also done, I can still feel a little bite to it, but it's still rounded and lovely. And you can drink that with a lot, you know, really savoring it. It's got those chocolatey notes definitely coming through. I'm going to just take another sip of my flat white. It's cooled down a bit, but it's lovely and chocolatey. Not milk chocolate, but not dark, dark, dark chocolate either. It's somewhere in between. It is beautiful. The aromas are just great. And I need to get back to Lena and her partner to find out a bit more about actually when these things are roasted, how long it takes for them to come over. The other thing I will say to you, using these beans in an AeroPress or in a French press, or, of course, as a pour-over, or if you've got a siphon, in a siphon, all these methods I'm going to still try, is going to be much kinder to the bean. It's not under a lot of pressure. So the freshness, of course, is always important. Then you've always got to try and grind, or you must grind only the amount that you're using. So grinding on demand for whatever coffee you prepare and whatever method you use. But it's going to be more gentler, and therefore, I think all the aromas will definitely come through. As I said, the only thing I'm missing is a richer mouthfeel. But this one, the morning roast, was already giving me a bit more of that than the after dinner and the anytime. But these are beautiful, beautiful beans. Thanks again to Café Muisca.